Meat. Veggies. Put that in a soup. We're talking beef stew.
Oh, Chris.
Should have brought my laptop here.
Do you have your laptop?
No, left it at home.
I mean, like, are you in possession of your laptop now?
Yeah, it's at my house.
Oh.
No, you mean the Mac?
Yeah.
No. Well, no, I meant, like, my work laptop. I could just work from here. No. So how's it going?
Oh, man, it's been a day. I've had just about enough earful about mac and cheese and...
Oh, dude.
Drama.
Could we go over this mac and cheese thing?
You really want to put it out there?
Well, I'll put it out there. Look, guys, me and Avery came up with this idea of, like, a mac and cheese restaurant, you see? And it's like Subway. Like, you start out with, like, 3 pails of mac and cheese just ready to go. And then you add meat to it, right? Like, you can add meat to it or all these, like, toppings and stuff and have certain ones be themed. So, for example, I have a mac and cheese that has hamburger on it. And then you could put, like, lettuce and then maybe Big Mac sauce, whatever that stuff is, on top. And then there you go, burger, mac and cheese. And I suggested that the price would just, it could still be cheap because you could do, like, $4 for just the mac and cheese, then $6 if you had toppings, whatever those toppings are. And then there's stuff like, if you had 3 pails of mac and cheese, they're not all cheddar. So, like, one would be cheddar mac and cheese, like the standard normal mac and cheese.
Right.
The second one would be this, like, Alfredo, for an example. Some kind of more Italian, like mozzarella, some more Italian type cheese. That way you could do, like, chicken parmesan, stuff like that.
Sure.
And then a third pail is just the macaroni with no sauce. Yes. I'll tell you something here in a second. I'm trying to get some info.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if something like this exists already.
There is one in...
Another town.
Another town. And I want to get it so we can go there. But, like, I would have it...
Is it close?
Yes, it's very close.
Yeah, it looks very similar to this.
It didn't look like that.
Well, no, I mean, but, like, there's 5 different options here. Mac and cheese, and then there's, like, just...
But ooh,
there's one with Cheetos on top.
Well, that was another thing. I was like, you could have... So you'd have your mac and cheese, your meats, and then your sides. And your sides would include the spices. So I would do, like, garlic powder, or you can mix it with other stuff called, like, Italian seasoning, crushed up Flamin' Hot Cheetos. You could have, like, I also suggested the third pail be no sauce mac and cheese. Yes. Well, I told Avery, too. I was like, you could do this restaurant and take it on a food truck to fairs to test it out.
That's what my next point was going to be. Like, this is not successful in a restaurant, but a food truck.
A food truck, yeah. At, like, yeah, like, festival.
In the city would be,
yeah,
a big hit.
Now, I also suggest, I was like, let's say you don't want to do a restaurant, though. You just want to have fun and test this out. And I think we're going to plan on doing some kind of cookout at Mounds, where we do this. We just invite people just to come eat it and try it. And it'll be like, I'm thinking 6 crock pots, right? 2 and 2. Or, yeah, 6 crock pots, because you have your 3 kinds of mac and cheese, but just like 2 crock pots of one, 2 crock pots of one, 2 crock pots of the other. Anyways, got to get back to this third pail. The third pail is just macaroni, no sauce. And the point of that is you could do, I don't know, have you ever had macaroni salad?
Yeah.
You do macaroni salad. You could do,
I feel like that's more of an old people salad. Delicacy, though.
What?
Pasta salad and macaroni salad.
But you could have it there as an option. Maybe, like, if you had 6 crock pots, only one of those be the mac and cheese. No,
like, that's a
cheese.
Good side dish. I don't think that's a good, like, highlight dish.
I think if you had that with, like, you'd have to pair it with something, yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of what...
Like a hamburger. That's something you eat with hamburgers. But if you're thinking, like, mac and cheese is your end-all, be-all,
mm-hmm.
You got to elevate it.
Yeah. So, and we were thinking, like, for meats, I think the only thing we could feasibly do on this is pork, chicken, and steak.
Pulled pork, chicken. I don't know about steak. Maybe hamburger,
yeah.
Because steak is expensive, and it takes a long time to make.
Well, and that's the thing. If you could get, like... a couple chicken breasts and just dice them up,
mm-hmm.
or chunk them.
Chicken's cheap too.
Yeah, or instead of chicken breasts, do chicken wings, like bare ones. So then you could shred that up or keep the wing intact. Because another idea was buffalo mac and cheese, and if you did buffalo chicken in the same sauce that the buffalo sauce, You get the mac and cheese seasoned all up, and then you stick the wings in there like a crown.
It'd be cool to kind of dress it up like tapoyaki. You remember that? The fried squid bites?
Mm-hmm.
And to like,
oh, have the, like the flakes.
To put them on like a stick and then like, yeah, drizzle it with some...
Well, we were thinking like ultimately you could get to seafood.
Buffalo ranch.
Because you made that like crab mac and cheese, mm-hmm, and getting something like that going too.
It'd be fun to like mimic famous dishes, but like...
Mac and cheese.
Mac
and... Big Macs.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken. Tacos.
But like, what would the mac and cheese name be for like a tapoyaki imitation?
Oh, where if you're trying to get like mac and cheese in the name.
Well, let's just say you fried up some mac and cheese balls and then like put them on a skewer and then drizzled some sauce over top and maybe some Parmesan flakes to make it look like the... What would you like... It would be fun to come up with a funny name that's like tapoyaki, but incorporate some sort of mac and...
Makoyaki.
Makoyaki.
Well, that'd be fun. Like, everything's named based off of, like, a mac burger.
Yeah.
Buffalo chicken mac. Well, it's funny you say that, because one of the ideas... Now, this was cool. Hot dogs, if you got a longer Coney dog, and you made the hot dog like normal, just without the toppings, but then you put the mac and cheese over the hot dog, and you get a fork. That way, if it's too messy, you can fork it up and just eat the hot dog. But, like, I also suggested, you know, mac and cheese bites?
Mm-hmm.
You can make the breading for that and then just stuff the hot dog in and make a corn dog that the breading is the mac and cheese bite breading.
I believe those exist.
They do it.
There's, like, massive cheese sticks that look like
there's
that.
There's some wild things at the fair.
Yeah.
It's a... You gotta
not a
go
bad
to the
idea.
Fair.
I've been to the fair.
Like, recently?
Not recently.
With, like, adult money?
No.
Oh, man, it's a different game. There's so much, but it's expensive. But mac
and it's
and
hot.
Cheese,
it's in like the dead of summer, and there's a million people there.
Yeah.
Not my vibe, but I'd go for a cheese stick.
Well, that's me and my mom will sometimes go for the food and the peace out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I like. Don't get me wrong. I'm a little slut for an elephant ear.
Yeah.
I'll go anywhere for an elephant ear.
Mm-hmm. It's Yeah, that's topic one, the mac and cheese endeavor, right?
Seems plausible, but a lot of hard work ahead and dedication from...
Wouldn't a cookout be fun where we're just all eating mac and cheese with stuff on it?
Yeah.
Because we were thinking you go to Mounds, right?
Well, Caitlin's got all those vendor events she does too.
Oh,
so
that was another thing we were saying is like, yeah, Caitlin's vendor stuff where you could do it there too as opposed to a food truck.
Well, they do have food trucks show up there.
Yeah, but you could even do, I mean, if you got the crock pots,
just
you don't
table.
Even need a truck. Yeah, just a table. Have it ready to go and covered.
Mac and cheese can get heavy, though. You got to think, like, if you're at a hot event, most people don't really want, like, super hot food.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
Oh,
because I could see, like, a cheeseburger, because it's light and fluffy, and it's not necessarily, like, hot, and, like, a hot rock sitting in your stomach.
Topic one is now going to transform into something else. You ready to talk about some fair food, brother?
Why you got
to
chop my balls off like that?
What you want to keep going? I'll keep going. I got some other ideas. Bro, this mac and cheese thing is so crazy. I'm telling you, there's so much cool stuff you could do with it.
Well, okay, so let's expand a little bit on, like, I don't know, if is it interesting, my opinion, of, like, people may not wanting it in the summer?
In
like,
the
if
summer?
It's outside and stuff, too?
I'd say it's about as appealing as a hot dog.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you would have to have smaller portions.
You could. So that was the other thing. Like, I think you would do a cup, a bowl, and then go crazy. Something big. I don't know. A cup, bowl, and then those like to-go containers.
A tray, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So a little cup of it, yeah. Sure. And a little cup with little sprinkles of chicken or something in there would be good. But
cheese.
So what other ideas would you come up with for your different kinds of mac and cheese? Because I thought a spaghetti
one. This was your guys' thing. I was kind of along for the ride.
Yeah, I'll throw some at you. You tell me if
they're we've
good
talked
or not.
About this kind of thing before in the past. I thought Avery would be pretty good with like a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm.
But that was thrown out the window pretty quick.
Well, and there's some stuff where it's like it gets expensive to do. But I think going to like a pop-up thing like the things Caitlin does with like a table and just doing it that way works pretty well.
Well, there's a bunch of shit you have to be like you have to know about too, like health codes, especially with food, like that stuff can be kind of stressful.
Well, and that's why like the meats and everything's kind of topping wise, because that's how Subway, it's like it's pretty simple, because if you go too in depth, then yeah, you're like checking a bunch of stuff you don't have to. But if you can keep the ingredients decently simple and it's just the mix mac mix and match kind of thing mm-hmm. that turns things different, you'd be fine. Like I said, there's the cheddar stuff, but I thought it'd be cool to do like the Italian one, because if you did an Italian type cheese like mozzarella or Alfredo, you can start making like pizza mac and cheese.
Oof.
Like you take it like the mac and cheese, because everything just base starts out the bowl of the mac and cheese. So if you had your Alfredo one, what you could do is get pepperonis, put pepperonis on, and then
some ricotta cheese,
or maybe pepperonis on top, and you get the mac and cheese, drizzle marinara out of a squeeze bottle, like all the sauces be in the squeeze bottle, so you drizzle it over, and then Parmesan or mozzarella, something over top of it, whatever people would want, and then pepperonis on top.
Pizza, so this is Subway for mac and cheese.
Kind of, yeah. Or like CC's Pizza.
Mm. Yeah. Could work.
So spaghetti, hamburger, hot dog. Are we
still thinking about deli?
What other kind of food would you want? I mean, seafood would be good too.
You could do like brisket.
That was another thing. If you got a smoker, you could do brisket. Yeah. And barbecue. Yeah, barbecue mm-hmm. mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Pulled pork.
Sausage?
I thought sausage, I think, for
sausage
the pizza
would work.
Yeah. You could use it for the pizza one.
Yeah.
But then where my favorite would be is the spicy stuff. Mm-hmm. Like the buffalo mac and cheese, I'd be down for. I thought it'd be cool if you did like you get a bowl portion. Or maybe a cup, I don't know, bowl or cup. And you make it as hot as possible, and it's like, it's the normal price, but if you were able to finish it without a drink, give it to you for free.
Interesting.
Like, I'd put, like, sliced habaneros directly on it, mix
it
in.
You do like your spicy
foods. It's fun. Like, that kind of stuff's fun, but the flavor stuff, the buffalo would be really
good.
And
then, like, a dab of the dab hot sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Or just in the middle
drizzle
somewhere.
Drizzle it on there. Like, make it really hot.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe even give you a t-shirt. Like, not
I
only
feel
is
like
it free,
you have
I'll
to keep the
t-shirt.
Menu simple, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the big things.
Keep your sauces.
Watching my Gordon Ramsay shows, mm-hmm. I notice his biggest gripe is if you have a big menu, that's usually the core of your
I agree.
Disarray.
Like, focus, like, the mac and cheese would be the only thing. It's not like we're doing, here's some desserts, like, none of that.
Even with the mac and cheese, I would only have, like, maybe 7 options.
Yes.
Maybe. Like, max.
Yeah, because you can have your 7 options, and then, like, how people mix it. Like, that's almost how I felt, too, of, like, don't even do, like, the burger. Just have the option there, and they can put the sauce and make it that if they want.
It'd be cool to do, like, dino nuggies.
Mm-hmm. Just do something fun.
It's like dinosaurs melting in a
well, you don't
lava pit of cheese.
The problem with steak, and kind of brisket, like, I feel like I wouldn't do brisket, I'd do pulled pork, is because, you don't want the ingredients to get expensive necessarily. Because, I mean, I even said, well, if you have that one with no sauce in it, it's just noodles, you can mix tzatziki sauce and onions and put lamb meat and make a gyro mac and cheese. Give people a piece of pita bread. But then it's like, who's eating that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Butter noodles,
yeah. You could have one that's just, well, that's, yeah, that pot would
just
be
for the kids. You don't realize how many kids will just eat buttered noodles
or mac
for everything.
And cheese, yeah. Just the plain Jane mac and cheese.
Yeah. I mean, even so, I think buttered noodles might be more popular than mac and cheese. I would take buttered noodles over mac and cheese.
You know what's crazy, though, is I don't think this works if you do spaghetti noodles.
No. It has to be like
mac
big
and
fat
cheese.
Noodles.
Yeah, big mac
shells,
and cheese
shells. The swirly noodles.
I think you could do shells, I think.
Yeah.
Shell, yeah, the swirly noodles.
Like Velveeta.
Ravioli? Be crazy.
Next topic,
everybody. So, the Zelda trailer came out. And we'll get into why you have a problem with it. Because I see where your problem is, and I have a thesis on where that problem comes from. But let's just share it. So, Alec, what'd you think of that Tears of the Kingdom trailer?
It looks good. Looks like Zelda.
And what was your
gripe? Last Zelda game.
Yeah, there's the gripe. You feel like it looks like DLC.
Yeah. Maybe like a glorified DLC.
And we kind of... You tell me if you agree or not. I feel like this also... Ragnarok can also kind of feel like that too.
Hmm.
And then I had another example. Miles Morales.
Right.
Even though it's not a sequel, it is more of like a side thing. But it, It feels like DLC.
Mm-hmm.
I think, here's my theory.
I think Spider-Man 2 is going to feel like that.
I think it'll... Because
same map, most likely.
Same map. I do. I think it'll look very... I think the story is going to be substantial. Like, it'll be a big thing, but it will look very similar.
I think that's what it is for me. It's just, like, fatigue. Like, I've explored that first map so extensively. I feel like adding a sky element to it isn't enough for me to feel like it's a new game.
It'll be how interesting the sky is.
Yeah, because it doesn't look that interesting. They haven't showed a lot of it. And, like, the map looks bigger and different, but, like, the same gameplay elements, I don't know, it looks...
Well, there's a lot of new gameplay elements, like the Sheikah Slate being gone.
I don't really care about all the Minecraft shit they're trying to do with it.
The mixing stuff.
And, like, building giant robots. It's just, like, that just looks like boring.
More work.
Yeah, more work. Would
pay off.
It's just, like, another gimmicky puzzle. Too many puzzles. So, I mean, give me a good story.
I do think this one will have more of a substantial story.
I hope so.
Because they did introduce Ganondorf in the trailer. There seems to be some other version of Zelda. I have a theory.
The story short, though.
It looks... So, you watched it, right? Did you realize she talked to an adult Link?
No.
I think there's going to be time-jumping elements. I think there's going to be a substantial story. But I think there's a lot of games... I realized this recently, too, after you mentioned it, that, like, use the same art style, graphical engine... A lot of the same gameplay, a lot of reuse of maps. I'm worried GTA is going to do that too.
Even the armor looked the same, dude. The four different armors that were in the first game were the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gets me. Like, cosmetics, that's my game. Like, I'm a fashionista.
Well, and to be honest, I brought up Mario Odyssey 2, and like that would look like a sequel because... It would have a whole new map. Because Mario games don't work if you reuse assets like maps and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Recreations are fine, like how they did Peach's
But it's also Castle, like a it's a platformer, too. So it's like it's super fast-paced. And yeah. You're not expecting a massive story from Mario.
Yeah.
Whereas this one, there was the first one, which was a great story. And had, like, its own unique elements in, like, the four different kingdoms and everything. Like, that was fun and cool. It was, like, new map. Felt like a new, refreshing Zelda game. Like, something that's never been done before. But this feels like it's already been done.
Yeah, the mechanics look new. But, like, I feel like it's hard. Because I know that's what probably takes the most time to get right. Is stuff like that. But it's not always as visually impressive as, like, a new map.
Right.
So it's like...
And I feel like people who are fans of the first game, like, diehard fans, are just like, okay, cool, it's more of the same.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I'm like, I got enough from the first game.
Yeah.
Like, I feel satisfied.
Yeah. I kind of agree.
It almost feels like more work now.
Yeah, because...
Like, if you weren't going to do the full story...
I'd like to see... less traversal of the map we've already done. I hope, like, for example, one of the things is, like, getting those towers. If that is something we have to do again, that'll turn me off pretty early on.
Well, give me, like, new fight mechanics.
There are.
A new fighting system, even.
Mm-hmm.
Like, new enemies.
Yeah.
But don't, like, reuse enemies at the same time.
Well, yeah, and, like, the ones in the sky are, but how much of that sky is actually
goblins and more giant lizards and gummy things.
Yeah, we'll have to. It's one of those where it's also with this game, they've not shown us very much.
Yeah,
which I don't know if that's a good or bad thing.
Bad, because it's turning people like me off. I'm still going to get the game. I'm just hoping that it's not what I think it is.
Yeah, hope it's not just the same map, but now there's some sky stuff with one or two new enemies. In this new melding mechanic.
I played that game for 90 hours. Mm-hmm. I do not do that with most games. So, like, my exhaustion, I feel like, is valid.
Yeah.
And my desire for more, I think those high expectations should be met.
I also want to say this. The trailer was hype. But the first Breath of the Wild had a hype trailer like that, and that was not the vibe of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was super fast-paced, like... All the story beats kind of at once, so it looked like a big epic. But really, the
like
game
an
is...
anime.
Yes. But really, the game turned out to be this serene, like, chill game that you would occasionally come across story. But that can wear off. So if like that's all this game is, you know, unless the sky's super interesting, yeah, it's going to have some fatigue. And I know some people have been playing the game in anticipation of this release, which might actually hurt it. Yeah. I did that. Like, I stopped a couple months ago, but like...
Ethan's doing that.
It might hurt the game, honestly.
Yeah. Because you I might thought be like, about well, it, but I'm just this. Like, what else do I have to do?
Yeah. Other it. Than just re-experiencing it, but just if
more
there's...
More puzzles? Woohoo.
Oh, on this new one, or like...
the last one. Yeah. I'm like, why should I even boot it up again?
I wouldn't, because I feel like there's so much retreading you're going to have to do anyways.
Yeah.
But like, just wait. And there... Like I said, her talking to the adult Link took me back. Like, if I'm assuming that's what that is, because the some adult tall figure with that hand that Link has that's all messed up in green touches her shoulder and she looks up and says, Link.
I thought that was Ganon.
No, Ganon is shown later. He doesn't have... Initially in the first trailers, I thought that, but now after that, I'm like, oh, she... There's a time jump. She's talking to Link. Mm. I assume.
The same Link?
I think so. I think there's an Ocarina of Time type, like, something you do takes you into the future kind of thing.
Hmm.
So, that's topic two, wouldn't you say?
You've exhausted everything you want to say about Zelda?
I don't... Yeah, I don't have much
It felt more like you agreed with me more than a debate.
Yeah, I think I... I'm more turned around now.
You done with the hype now that you've gotten a trailer?
Yeah.
Like I said, I really hope... I love that first game. I just... It doesn't feel like it's cutting the...
Hopefully there's
enough. It
feels
almost lazy. Like this... If that's the story, you should have fit it into the first game.
My
if fear
that's
is the only
that
thing
they,
needs to be expanded.
I think they spent a lot of time on it. I'm worried they spent their time on the wrong kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like if all of this development...
That's the thing,
been,
too.
Yeah, like, did
it's
you...
like, if you just had more of the story and a few things to change with the map, like, that should not have taken you... How many years has it been?
It's been...
Eight?
It's 2019.
It came out in 2019?
The trailer for the first...
No, oh. The first game.
Oh, 2014?
It's when it 2014, first got announced. It's been 9 years. 9 years?
Of development for the first game, yeah. Which it sounds
when
like...
When did the first game come out?
First game came out in 2017.
2017, so it's been almost 6 years.
Mm. But this,
does that reflect what we've been shown?
Well, the development of the second game started in 2019.
Why?
Well, they had that game before it.
The Dynasty Warriors 1.
Or the Link's Awakening.
But that has nothing to do with this game.
Yeah, it's like, I think they did that game, and then after
so
that
they
was
put,
finished.
They paused development on this game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't think
knowing
they...
Knowing that they were going to do a sequel.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Well, I think that melding mechanic is probably what took a bulk of their... Whatever that arm thing is, I know there's more than the melding, but like the shooting up in the air, the reverse of time, I think a lot of that probably took them a good amount of time.
That I do like. Like, being able to cut through the map like that.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what probably took most of their development.
I don't feel like that would take long, though. Like, you're just cutting through geometry.
I bet it gets put in initially and then breaks so hard. So it's like, how do we make it not break?
Mm.
But if that's what they spent most of their time on and the map doesn't have much variety, yeah, it's almost like you're spending too much time on the wrong kind of stuff.
Yeah, it'll sell, it'll be successful, but...
Yeah, because we're going to buy, I mean, like...
I hope it's not a stinker.
Me too. I'm hoping we get a Mario game.
It doesn't deserve to be a stinker, because really, it's a good story.
Yeah. This topic isn't all about Zelda. I guess, like, just to end cap it too, just with a little thing, I'm really hoping a Mario game comes out this year.
Me too.
Because if not, I think the Switch is almost at its end of its life cycle. I think the last game on the Switch is going to be Metroid Prime 4. And then you'll get whatever your sequel to the Switch is. I really like Mario Odyssey 2.
Me too.
I don't want a 2D thing. I don't even want something new at this point. I really want to use that Odyssey style in just more worlds. Mm-hmm. Which is weird. I know I just complained about like shit being the same, but something with Mario, like Odyssey felt so short to me. I know there's a lot to do, but it was so fun. Like,
it was a banger.
I guess it doesn't have to be Odyssey 2, but I want another 3D Mario.
Hmm. Yeah, me too.
So, here's hoping.
Yep.
It's supposed to... The rumor is that a direct... Because of this Nintendo Live thing, there's speculation there's going to be a direct in August. And Miyamoto hinted that to stay tuned on the next direct, as there should be a new Mario game coming out soon. We just don't know what it is.
Mario's very on topic right now, so it feels like it would be good...
good time to say something.
Good time to put out a new Mario, especially with the success of the movie. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were waiting on that.
To see when to announce it?
To see... Well, not... Yeah, to see the results, like the feedback for the movie, too.
Because I think there will be a very Mario's... If there's a new Mario game, and after the success of this movie, I bet they also announce what the plan is with this cinematic stuff going on. Mm-hmm. It's like, is there another sequel to this movie coming out? Or is it going to be, like, now doing other characters? Like, Donkey Kong, I think, is supposed to get his own movie. Mm-hmm.
Mario Cinematic Universe.
Kind of. Night, everybody.